Ford CEO Jim Hackett is rejecting a call from employees to get out of the police car making business, arguing the company can support Black Lives Matter while also selling vehicles to law enforcement. The company says it makes about 58% of police vehicles used by the 50 largest cities in the country. For more, let's bring in Aaron Foley. He's an author and the director of the Black Media Initiative at the Newmark Graduate School of Journalism at CUNY. And he's also the first reporter to break the story for the publication Jalopnik. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
So, Aaron, let's start with the letter you received from a Ford employee. Part of it reads, quote, "Throughout our history, the vehicles that Ford employees design and build have been used as accessories to police brutality and oppression." The letter goes on to say that while many support supplying law enforcement with good intentions, for 70 years, Ford has perpetuated a racist system and that it's long overdue to, quote, think and act differently. Aaron, you've written that this is both a blessing and a curse. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. I mean, when you think about everywhere you go, you know, whether you're being pulled over or not, you're going to see a Ford vehicle. It may, you know, click something in your brain to say like, oh, this is a very dependable or very recognizable vehicle. Let me go buy one. But now, you know, when you think about all of this context, you see them in the demonstrations, you see them in the body cam footage. You know, there may be a lot of people who may have a negative perception of Ford because of, because of how the company has supplied police cars for so long. The question those employees are asking is, you know, what can we learn from this? You know, what can we do about this? Can we come out on the other side of this and actually taking the same kind of stance that, you know, their CEO said, you know, we support Black Lives Matter, we support all of these movements. And when the time comes, you know, will it be a blessing that they can fix this? I'm not sure. That's the question that the employees have been asking.
In response to that letter from employees, Ford CEO Jim Hackett said, "The issues plaguing police credibility have nothing to do with the vehicles they're driving. In fact, as we imagine the future power of our connected vehicles, smarter Ford vehicles can be used to not only improve officers' ability to protect and serve, but also provide data that can make police safer and more accountable." What would it mean, Aaron, for Ford to exit the police market? I mean, how likely is that to happen?
If Ford were to exit the police market, the company would not go bankrupt. Police cars only make up about 1% of Ford's total revenue, but they would lose all of that visibility that they have with customers, but also they would lose potentially a lot of goodwill with every single police department, every single city government. You know, that's something that could very potentially happen, which is why even though police cars only make up 1% of their bottom line, it could still swell into something bigger that they may not be prepared for.
Hmm. Has Ford directly acknowledged that part of the equation in their response to this letter?
They haven't. You know, right now is a very busy time for Ford. They're relaunching the Bronco SUV that, you know, was very popular in the 70s, 80s, and 90s and reached its height with the OJ chase and whatnot. Now the Bronco is back. And my feeling is that the employees asked for July 15th as a date for a response. But I suspect, you know, the conversations now are a lot different than they were a week ago when they weren't.
Mm-hmm. This is a story that's personal to you because it's intertwined with your family tree.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people from Detroit, especially a lot of Black people from Detroit, have some connection to Ford. You know, my grandfather on my dad's side was an officer. He became an officer after he retired from Ford. So all of these signifiers and markers that make me who I am, make, you know, people in my family who they are because of the automotive industry and especially Ford's huge influence across Detroit, the Midwest, whatever you want to put it. But now they're at odds because this company is also, you know, apparently complicit in a lot of the brutality you see, you know, in recent months.
One more question I have for you. I understand that Ford has plans to move a large number of its employees to Detroit's Corktown. It's the oldest existing neighborhood in the city. This move has been controversial because it just comes at a time when the city is dealing with COVID-19. What would this move mean for many of the city's residents?
It remains to be seen. It really does. I think it's a very delicate situation in which if Ford were to bring 100 or 100 plus employees, you could be talking about gentrification happening at a much faster rate than some of the pockets of gentrification we've seen across Detroit. But, you know, the one thing that people, no one can control really is the market. So will it still happen? You know, what will the automotive industry look like at the end of COVID if we ever get out of it? You know, I don't foresee it changing their plans, but maybe their plans may have to alter a little bit because of what's happening. All of this still remains to be seen.
That's Aaron Foley. He's an author and the director of the Black Media Initiative at the Newmark Graduate School of Journalism at CUNY. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Anytime.